sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've done like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what you're told.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
What?
One cup. I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Rolling, guys.
Hashtag Actors Life. Oh, what's up, internet? Welcome back to another Hashtag Actors Life, the new and improved Hashtag Actors Life, where we're here in the studio, which we all know. Is
the studio apartment.
Well, it's not really a studio apartment because we all have our own separate rooms. That's don't true. We
you guys have rooms?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, Chris and I have rooms.
We have our rooms.
That's well, that was the deal. You knew this when you came into it.
That's true.
You don't need a room
in the kitchen. You don't need a room. we need space. You don't.
But no, we're here in the what's known as the James E. Budget B&B to our loyal followers and to our wonderful friends who have come and stayed here at this this illustrious, world-renowned facility. Well, not facility. It's more of like a...
What is a facility? I'd call it a facility. Yeah, yeah. Like, the Avengers could totally train here.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Mentally. Mentally train here.
They will be going mental.
They physically train at the Avengers Center, but then they mentally come and train. They do, like, crossword puzzles and shit in the corner.
Yeah, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
They get taught lessons in patience and all sorts of stuff like that because, you know... Practice patience at the end of the day. Shout out to Bernard Mina and everyone else involved. But you've heard the voices, so let me reintroduce you to our little team here. Well, our actual team. We are the team. We are the Avengers. Let's assemble. Who's to my left?
Oh, that's me.
Yes, you are left of me.
I am Chris.
What was that?
I am Groot.
Oh, I see what you did there, but that wasn't intentional, was it?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. No, but it is now.
That was a real struggle.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He said left, and for some reason, I thought my left. I went to you.
There's no one on his right. There's no one there.
Through deductive reasoning, you are the only person that possibly could have been.
Yes, but I'm selfish, and I just thought of my left.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, then I suppose diagonally.
So I'm Chris.
Yeah. Diagonally to Chris's left.
I am Martin.
You are
MJ.
You are Martin, which it pains me to say. You're also known as MJ, but everyone else knows you as Martin. So that's just a few of the things that you're known as. And they're the only ones that we're going to discuss.
Yeah.
It's another aliases, but we're not legally obliged to talk about
those. I'm
also
known as Twinkleberry and Sean Puffle.
Sean Puffle Buff.
Yeah.
Hufflebuff, there you go, because you're pretty fit.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Harry Potter, though, so I don't really know.
What?
No. What do you mean?
Guys, no, don't start talking about Harry Potter. You both have no right to come in here.
I do. I've
and
seen
drop
them
the
all.
Name Harry Potter. Okay, you kind of do. You
I've seen
do.
Them all.
Hufflebuff is a Hufflepuff.
I know. Yeah. That was. It was.
Do you even know what Hufflepuff is?
It's one of the houses. Well, not one of the houses, but like one of like the things. Like it's like Divergent, how they have the different like classes. Yeah, like it's sort of like, where are you from? I'm from this. It's a sorority, even.
Keep digging.
I thought that makes.
Yeah, no, you should.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
it's
a house. It's a house. Yes.
Yeah, thank you very
house.
Much. Yeah. Words to the extent of
but,
it's all of those things.
But
right?
For the listeners, he hasn't seen any of the Harry Potters.
What?
Yeah. This is Jesse Meningo. He hasn't actually introduced himself.
Oh, that's me. I'm the host of the most, the guy I'm the one to do. I am Jesse Meningo.
Yeah, it took us 5 minutes to introduce you.
Okay, so I clearly the ego's gone in my head and I just assumed everyone knew who I was. I'm so sorry for not being grounded. So I'm back on
apology
the ground.
Apology accepted. Let's move on.
to everyone else now, you're just the guy who hasn't seen Harry Potter.
Well, yeah, pretty much. That's on my Tinder profile, actually. I haven't seen Harry Potter. I should put that on my Tinder profile.
You get no one. Actually, well, at least it doesn't change. It doesn't change anything.
That would be interesting, though, wouldn't it not?
put on your Tinder profile. I dare you. You haven't even got... Make a Tinder first. We'll start there.
I have a Tinder.
You have, what? You have a Tinder?
You have a Tinder? I have a Tinder. I never use it, but I have a Tinder.
Oh. Show us your Tinder. I want to see the Tinder. This...
Don't act like you haven't
Screw
seen
the rest of the podcast. It's about your Tinder now, boy.
I don't have a bio. I think
we
I've
need
just
to
got,
dissect
I think I've
your
just,
Tinder.
I've just got a bunch of photos on there.
You don't have a bio, just photos.
Which
just
photos?
All right, we need to help you. Okay, all right.
No, you don't.
By the end of the night, we're gonna have a bio down pat. You're gonna have matches. We're gonna have a whole situation.
Oh, I know I get matches. If I start swiping right,
have you already got matches?
No, I don't. I haven't swiped on anyone.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
you've
yeah.
just put the pictures in.
I literally just have an account
so far. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's there. It's on there.
What kind of pictures? You can't just put pictures of Liverpool up there.
Oh, isn't that? is it not just like find people who like the same thing? Is that not what it is?
I guess.
No. So,
well, maybe that's where I went wrong with Tinder as well. Who knows?
Yeah, you didn't have Liverpool things up on there. That's the problem. That's the whole thing. Everyone loves Liverpool.
It's Tinderpool, really.
Exactly. Yeah. You go into you go into a pool and you come out livid at the end of the day because no one wants you.
There are three guys here who are livid right now. Anyway,
yeah. Well, two at least.
Two.
Mm.
Which one is it, listeners?
Who?
You'll never know.
Anyway,
maybe it's because I haven't used Tinder. Who knows? Anyway,
how's Grinder going?
Oh, that's hits all day. Yeah. It's great. It's going off like milk in the sun. They love it.
I always get more attraction from
Game. From Grindr.
No. No, like I feel like in my lifetime I have had more gay people just openly like tell me they are attracted to me than I have females. Which is like obviously like for a straight guy, it's not what you want. It's
flattering.
It's flattering,
nonetheless.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like, oh man, can't you talk to the girls?
And yeah.
Like,
yeah, but like, how often do like you hear from women or like...
Just in general?
Yeah. Like, how often do you be like, oh, I like you or I think you're attractive, you know? You don't say that to a woman either, like, I find you attractive, blah, blah, blah. You just...
I feel like I've said it more times than
that. I mean, heterosexually, you don't really do that to the opposite sex, right?
Maybe that's where we're all going wrong.
Yeah.
Just be straight down the middle. None of this game bullshit.
Yeah.
And then just go straight.
Walk up to them. I like you.
We're going.
Maybe don't do that.
We're going to jail. This is our last podcast in the free world.
Anyway, that's the first time I got arrested.
Fourth part time for me anyway.
So maybe that's what we're doing wrong. Who knows?
I think that's what we're going wrong. We're 7-8 minutes into this podcast now, and we haven't even kicked off 8 minutes exactly. Look at
there
that.
There you go.
Wow, nailed it.
Well done,
We're just going to kick this off. We have a big announcement to make.
Well, it's September. September 2020. It's a big, big month. Starting off with a big week, September. But let's kick it off.
Yeah. So... What we want.
We got a couple of announcements today. Actually.
Yeah, a little bit. There's a bit to go through.
We've
been
a bit of hiatus for a while. So
yeah. So basically, I mean, the three of us, we've been living together for 4 years now.
Close to
4 years.
Almost. Yeah. November 4th will be our fourth anniversary.
4 years, which is crazy. But for the last 4 years, essentially, and even, I mean, before that, because we started making content before we moved in together as well.
We did.
We have been acting under the premises of you guys had BT Dub Productions, your production company. Mm-hmm. I had Charterboat Comedy. And we kind of just merged loosely.
Why are you talking about this in past tense?
Well, because it is in past tense.
And we still have them.
We do.
Them.
Well,
still
well, it's still a thing. Yes, yeah, still a thing.
It's not gone.
Well, this is true, I guess, yeah.
It's just stopped.
It's inactive.
It's like the muscles what we have. It's still there.
Yeah, well, okay. So yeah, we have been acting under the premises that just a loosely kind of cooperation. What's the word there? Not cooperation.
Collaboration.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, and you started with a C. I was close with cooperation. We are cooperating, which is nice. So a loose collaboration, we called it Charter BT Productions. But basically our announcement is that we want to lock in a special date for you guys. And we want you to write this in your calendar right now. If you don't have a physical calendar, put it on your phone.
Get one.
If you don't even
Keep
have a phone
alive.
Calendar, carve it into a stone from your backyard and keep the stone beside your bed.
Yeah. If you're on the bus and someone's writing something down, just take their pen and write it down on their back of their head.
Yeah. Bald people especially, yeah. you can put a Sharpie to the back of their head very easily.
Yeah.
My God.
I'm speaking from experience here, yeah.
All right. I actually have a fun bus story from today. Let's put a pin in that. We'll come back to it. Okay. Anyway, carry on.
I hope it has to do with you writing on a bald person's head in Sharpie.
That's please just do. An everyday.
Please do.
But our announcement is this. We want to lock in a date for you guys, and that date is October 1st. We will be revealing something very special.
Something huge.
It'll be very big. We can't go into too much detail about it now because we want it to be a surprise for you guys on October 1st. But yeah, just know under the premises, like I said, we are basically just reevaluating where we're at and how we make content and how we bring that to you guys. So we think we have come up with something very special as to how we go forward with that. And we're super excited to show you guys what that is. So October 1st, stay tuned, stick to all the socials. Because you'll see it plastered everywhere come October 1st.
I'm super excited. What was the date? Sorry?
October 1st.
October 1st?
Yep. So it's October with an O. And the 1st as in like the first day of the month. Yeah,
it's your same as your birth month, both of you guys.
No.
4 years. You'd think this guy would be able to remember a fucking birthday.
To be fair, I don't know his.
You still don't know his birthday?
Something with a J.
Wow.
Just like my name.
Something with a J.
My God.
Yes, no, it's September is both of your birth months. And you guys have days in September that is the same day that you were born at. So.
And what are they, Jesse?
Thank you, Mr.
What are our birthdays?
They're some years they're Mondays, some years they're Tuesdays. So I'm sure there's been some Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays.
It's a day that ends in Y, pretty much.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Sunday has popped around at least once as well, I'm sure, in both your lifetimes.
No, I've never had a birthday on a Sunday.
Have you never had a birthday on a Sunday?
No, fun fact.
Wow.
You haven't lived. Those years, I just skip it. I go, nah, this isn't happening.
I'm moving my birthday.
I got shit to do on a Sunday. Not for me. I can't be having a birthday this year.
That's right. No, I know your birthdays. I'm not going to tell you.
Why not?
No, because I like this mystery that now surrounds it.
This mystery of you not knowing when our birthdays are.
No, I know them. I know the days.
I don't think it's a fucking clue.
It doesn't make a difference to me.
It's like I'm not getting anything anyway. Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, look,
I don't know his. He doesn't know mine. It's even.
Hey, that's a fair point. I'll tell you guys off air.
No, you won't.
No.
Why not? What makes you say that?
Because you don't know it.
I know them.
No, you don't.
You're 100%.
Yeah.
What are you willing to bet?
I'm 100%.
What are you willing to bet on this?
All the objects in MJ's room.
Wait, let me take everything out.
What do I win?
But no, October 1st, guys, that is the date. So stay tuned for that. We'll be super excited to show you guys then.
They're probably thinking, oh, what is it? Give us clues. Nah, nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just that's exactly
we're cold, man. We're cold.
But it's huge.
You haven't earned a surprise little hint. Yeah,
you'll steal hints in all these, social media and future podcasts. We'll just drop little hints.
Oh, look, we've been dropping little Easter eggs for the last few days now, over the social. So if you guys follow us, it's at Jesse Dingo. If you didn't, that's JESSEDINGO.
Oh, my God.
And Dingo was his name-o.
And your birthday?
My birthday is... The name of my first pet was...
Well, your mother's maiden name.
Last 3 digits of my credit card.
Just give me your PIN number. Pretty much, just give me that.
But look, in the name of rebranding, I think something we can tell the listeners...
Very exciting that we can tell everyone today.
Is that the JMC Budget B&B,
which we
record,
have been known as for 4 years now...
Will now be known as the JMC Ballin' B&B.
That was so white. That was so white.
I'm actually really glad that you're the one that introduced it that
really?
Way. Because
I thought that was great.
That's the problem.
Oh, God. He doesn't even know.
How would you have done it? You do it then.
Me?
Yeah, you say it.
The whole thing?
Yeah, no, just the ballin' part.
Oh, just the ballin' part.
We have to say in context.
You have to say
in context.
Yeah, okay.
Introduce. So the JMC Budget B&B is now officially being rebranded as the JMC Ballin B&B.
That's what I said.
No, you got to emphasize
you're like,
the
Ballin.
You like croak your
you
voice.
Try it. You try it now. You try it.
The JMC Budget B&B is now called the JMC Ballin B&B.
That's still better.
Yeah, okay. Hello.
Yeah, I think you took the cake on that one.
Yeah, I don't love
it. Do I get one more try? Can I try it one more time? I'll try it one more time. Okay.
Sure.
The JMC Budget B&B will now be known at... No, I can't do it. I'm actually nervous now.
No, do it. Can I ride with you?
The JMC Budget B&B will now officially be known as the JMC Ballin B&B. How was that?
Okay, look, it was better than your first attempt.
Okay.
I'll give you that. However, it needs work. I think the thing is you're just yelling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the problem.
You just yelled the word at Ballin.
I think it needed a yell. I think it deserved a yell.
You need to say it with some gusto, definitely. Yeah. Say it with your chest. You need to get in there and say it. But
I thought, are you disputing this? I thought it needed a yell as well. I thought the yell was necessary.
I think it needed some soul. That's what it needed.
Oh, yeah, I got soul.
It does.
I can do soul.
Soul's
my middle name.
Been Proud Mary. Give me some Proud Mary right now. Give me some Proud Mary. Yeah?
No,
you know Proud Mary, don't you?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You have no idea? My God, it's even worse than
what's,
I thought.
What's a Proud Mary?
Yeah, the song Proud Mary.
How's it go?
Left a good job in the city.
Nah,
searching for men every night and day.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, that's familiar. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's
yeah,
that Mutton singing.
Thank you so much, MJ.
Tell you the credit there.
Really appreciate that. That's great. Well done. It's officially known as the JMC Ballin B&B.
And the reason it's now known as the Ballin B&B
is because we
got upgraded. Yeah.
Well, like a year ago.
A year ago.
It's an old upgrade, but it's an upgrade nonetheless.
Yeah, we think it deserved it. You know, a year ago, we upgraded a lot of our furniture. We kind of did the decorating in the house. We kind of make it, you know, look a lot better than what it was previously.
It was certainly the step from Budget to Ballin. It's the old rags to riches story.
Yeah,
so that's
for sure.
That's why we officially decided to change the title. And yeah. It's taken a year to process the paperwork, which is why we're only doing it now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, if you are a guest on our podcast and you get the privilege of coming to stay at the JMC Budget, Ballin.
Oh, look, I still have it.
If you get the privilege of coming to stay at the JMC Ballin B&B, it's still the same address. We're still in the same place. You're just not going to recognize it because it looks
same
extremely
postcode.
Better.
Yep. Mm. I think it's the KC Sunshine Band once said, you know, it's the same old song but with a different meaning since you've been gone, and that's the same thing. That's all it is.
That was deep.
Thank you.
That was deep.
Yep. Yeah. Respect to KC.
Yeah, KC. Yep. KC and the Sunshine Band who brought us that great hit. What was the one from the Hungry Jacks ad back in the day?
Hungry Eyes?
No. It was... that's pretty good, actually. It's...
Celebrate? No.
That's the way, I like it.
That was a real catchy ad.
So catchy. Yeah. But that's KC and the Sunshine Band.
I thought like Channel 7 had that as like their theme song for a while, too, or something. Or Channel 10.
Probably.
That's a Hungry Jacks.
Maybe. Yeah, it was the Hungry Jacks ad for years. Mm. The Rockers are better at Hungry Jacks. Remember that?
Yeah,
right?
That's good.
Thank you, yeah.
I heard that in my ear.
God?
The burgers are
suddenly
better
I feel like Hungry Jacks.
How good are catchphrases? Like the old Domino's. I got the hearts for what's in the box with the dots. Domino's.
Although, like, you know, the L'Oreal, like,
Yeah, exactly
like,
right.
Yes, I am with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the London look.
Sorry, just remind me of that. The chisel and the teeth.
Exactly.
Who
right.
was that? Kate Moss with the.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. funny.
Anyway,
what a gorgeous woman.
Moving on. Look, we've had you know, it's a big week for us, obviously, with the you know what we're announcing today and the rebranding.
It's a whole thing.
But in the entertainment industry, yeah, there's been a lot of news going around.
Yeah, obviously, we've certainly been robbed of plenty of you know releases and things during this year because of everything that's happening in the world, and yeah, rightfully so. Everyone's doing the right thing, but with that comes great sacrifice, and we've lost the release of Mulan and Black Widow, and Tenet's been pushed back, and the list goes on. It's on now, but yeah, it was pushed back in time, continuously pushed back. The new Bond, everything, right? Mm. So all of these things that everyone was looking forward to, Top Gun, you know, it's all been pushed back. But Disney Plus has answered our prayers and decided to release it on screens in your own home and on your mobile devices come September 4th, which is at the end of this week. How exciting is that?
This Friday is the big day.
Massive day. Huge day. And not only that, September 4th also is the release of...
The Boys.
Season 2, Amazon Prime. It's going to be unreal.
I feel like Mulan was definitely overdue to come out. Like, I feel like I was expecting it like 2 months ago. I was like, for sure, Disney Plus is just going
to...
Well,
they were trying to figure out the best way to do it.
It's taken this long. I'm glad they're doing it. But it's like, yeah, I feel like I was ready for this months ago, you know?
I think there's a lot...
Can't blame them.
No, I can and I will.
Okay.
I certainly don't. I think there's a lot that comes into play with that. And one of the things is clearly to do with, you know, loss of ticket sales and the fact that they won't actually have that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a $200 million film.
Yeah.
How do you get that back?
It's not just like dropping Onward, you know, for us to see beforehand. Like there's a lot more that goes into it. And I totally understand what they've done.
Yeah, and some people are outraged how expensive it is, but when you think about it, I mean, it's $30 per household, like per account.
Exactly, and you've got it forever.
For a family, you've got, you know, they easily spend up to like $80 to $100 for a whole family to go to see a movie.
Yeah, no, exactly, sure. Right. So, like I said, they've got to make their money back somehow.
And I think they've done it the right way. So. They've got a level of subscriptions at the moment worldwide that, you know, has kind of given them enough peace of mind to go, we're going to still get like a good return on this. And I saw that they announced either yesterday or today that it's going to be available for free for all Disney Plus subscribers as of December. So this is just like the pre-launch. Oh. So if people don't want to wait, they can certainly still get Mulan, but like at a later date.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. That's going to be a big one. I think we're going to do like a little movie night here.
Yeah, of course.
Within COVID restrictions, of course. Yeah. We've actually got hand sanitizing gel here on our table just to adhere to certain guidelines.
Yeah, look, Mulan's always been my favorite Disney, and I just can't wait to see it live action and adapted. And it's apparently going to be a darker, more adult-themed sort of...
I'm super into it.
I'm pumped. Yeah, I love you know when they put a different twist on movies. You know what I mean? A lot of people knock on when they remake a movie, but I'm all for it, man. I love seeing people's different takes, different directors' ideas.
So your thoughts on no music, no songs?
It's gonna be sad that, you know what I mean, we might not get to see.
Hear the songs.
So you know, it's a sacrifice there. But like I said, I'm excited to see, I guess, what else they bring to the table instead of that. And I was chatting to Jesse, and we said that, you know, like, there's still going to be a soundtrack for the movie.
Yeah.
So 100%. Hopefully they can at least record some of those songs maybe and stick them in the soundtrack, to release or something. And you've still got the songs anyway, so they're still in the classics. So this is just a different version, you know?
That's true.
100%. And I have zero problem with the fact that there's no music in this. Because, I mean, obviously it sucks because those songs are so iconic. But I have no problem with the fact that we don't have new versions of that song for this film. I'm happy for it to be what it is. Yeah. And
I can focus on the story.
Exactly right. And, you know, tell it in more so in the way that it was supposed to be told originally. Like, Disney really, dulled it down for kids. And it still was quite gritty for an animation, of course, especially at its time. But, I'm really pumped to see it sort of in the light that it was supposed to be in from the very beginning.
Yeah, those Mongols look scary in animation.
All the Huns, yeah. They're crazy town. Yeah. Shan Yu
with the golden eyes and snake teeth.
He was very frightening. Even as a child, he would scare me.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So,
and yeah, we watched it the other day, and you pointed out the horses, and I was very like, I never saw that before. But you see, like the Chinese army, the horses are all like white and they're like galloping, and like they look happy.
Yeah,
and the Huns horses, all of them angry, bulked up,
evil,
and chunky,
evil horses,
evil eyes, evil.
Just angry. Like, how do they find these evil horses?
Yeah, how do they get thousands of angry horses? What are they feeding them? Nothing.
I don't know. They're on a gluten-free diet. Yeah. Yeah. That'll make anybody angry.
Yeah. I think an exciting thing we realized just from watching Milan the other day as well is that Jesse and I have a new way of calling MJ into the room now as well, because all we had to do was pop on the opening credits and MJ just comes flying out of his bedroom. We're like, God damn, I didn't know it was this easy.
Yeah, but who wouldn't fly out of your bedroom when you hear Milan's music start up? Yeah.
Well, we tested it again today. Jesse just played the music on his phone. And out you came.
Yeah,
like clockwork.
It was a bit different. I was like, oh, I know this song. Hang on, I know this song. It took me a while and I walked out. I'm like, are you watching?
Drop everything and run.
It's great. It's great. But the other one, of course, was The Boys. Season 2.
And oh, it looks good. You guys seen some sneak peeks?
I saw the trailer for it, when it dropped, about a month ago now. I'm very keen. I can't wait. I love that first season. I thought it was fantastic. It's just, if you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor, go and watch it. It's full on. Like, be prepared to be confronted a little bit with certain,
I guess, graphic images,
all sorts of language. Like, it's not like what you'd normally expect from a superhero.
Make sure you're
thing.
15 years and over, essentially, is what we're saying.
You should be 15 and over if you're listening to this.
That's true as well, actually, yeah.
But if you're not, go to bed.
All right, I'll see you guys.
It is way past your bedtime, young man.
Past my bedtime.
But it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
I don't care, go ahead.
Definitely do yourself a favor and go and see it. It's fantastic.
Amazon Prime, like in general, has just got some good shit.
They got some really good content on there. They really do. They really do. So
yeah, they have quality like TV episodes and series where, like, I feel like sometimes Netflix is hit and miss.
It can be
some good ones and some bad ones, but like I feel like Amazon really and Apple.
Apple have got some good stuff too.
Yeah, really like take the time. Okay, this is what a quality looks like. Mm.
Yeah, and they've really
more like 80-20%, some 80% good and some go past.
For sure, you know they've definitely done like proper like sit down in production and make sure that there is sort of, you know, all of the T's across it and all the I's are dotted. I'm continuously impressed by their work.
Yeah, especially Apple. I was like, wow.
Apple TV Plus is great. If you can get that too, like, do yourself a favor. I think it's like $7.99 a month in Australia. And now is probably a good time to jump on. If you jumped on it, you know, a few months back when they only had minimal content, because they drop new stuff every month, just like everyone else. But all they have on there is all original stuff, and it's all produced by Apple itself, and it's just quality work, like really well written, really well shot. I haven't seen anything I haven't liked yet.
And with like solid actors, like, you know, like a
big
listed actors.
Jennifer Aniston, Stephen Carell, just to name a couple.
Yeah, they wouldn't do like a B-grade sort of film.
Did you just call him Stephen Carell? I don't think anyone refers to him as Stephen Carell. Are you on a full name basis with him?
I think, of course,
Stephen.
Okay, so Steve Carell, Jennifer Aniston. Oh, did I say Stephen?
Carell. Did I actually? I had to think about it for a second. I was like, is he talking about the same motherfucker?
No, it's his brother. He's lesser known brother.
Yeah.
I'm Steve too. No, you're Stephen. Shut up, Stephen.
It's a distinct.
I don't know why they named us all Steve. It's like George Foreman. George Foreman was named all his kids George. So,
is he really?
Yeah. So what? it's like George, Georgina, Georgia.
No way.
Like, yeah, all these kids are named George.
That's amazing.
At some capacity, it's George. So yeah.
Wow.
It is, isn't it?
Narcissistic much?
It's pretty funny. And he's got like five kids or something too. So he had to have like five different variations of the name George for each of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's like another name for a male George? George.
Gorge.
Georgia.
It's George with a J. It's like J-O-R-G-E.
It's actually how my uncle's name is spelled.
Is it actually there?
Yeah. So it's like the traditional way of spelling it is from Chile.
George.
It's with a J.
Yeah.
It's like jail. English, you spell it like normal.
Yeah,
English.
Jail.
The original spelling of jail is G-A-O-L.
Yeah.
Gale.
Really. I want to meet like a worksite foreman whose name is George. because they're Georgia born. And they better be good at grilling, like at the barbecue, you know what I mean?
I think it's a prerequisite to become a foreman to actually be good on...
To be called George.
No, well, yeah, well, that too.
If you're going to get upgraded to a foreman, like, what's your name? Phil? Hey. I'm sorry, mate. We only accept George.
No, no disrespect to Keith on the block. Keith and Dan, the foreman.
Oh, yeah, Keith. I hope you've had your Santrum.
Fuck, I love Keith. He's so good. So good. Have you guys had a good week?
Yeah, it's been a good week. It's been a good week. It's been a good week. Except, you know, yeah, obviously well, yesterday look, you know, there was a bit of news that came through that's I think hit us all, you know,
in a certain way. Big entertainment industry.
I was actually half not going to bring this up because we've had such a good run.
I'm not ready.
Well, that too, but we've had such a good run on this. It's been super fun and positive. I didn't want to bring us down, so we're going to have to lift us up again. But you've brought it up, so bring it on.
Oh, well, now I feel guilty for
not doing it. Up. I thought I was driving this thing. Oh, okay.
And of course, we're talking
now about. I'm driving the bus. No, obviously, you know, Chadwick Boseman, unfortunately, has passed away.
The legend himself.
Yeah.
It's been eating me up all day.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys. But I certainly didn't know he was battling colon cancer. No idea. I don't think.
It was private.
Yeah, I don't think many people knew by the sounds of it. Which makes him, you know, just that much more of a legend. The fact that he kind of just kept that to himself and just, you know, stuck his head up and continued to, you know, produce all these films these last couple of years whilst battling that is just, you know, a true testament to the type of guy he is.
Makes you think, all those times you're just too tired to do anything. Like, you hear that, like, oh, I'm a shit person.
Yeah. That's... Oh, man, I got a sore foot. I can't watch TV.
That's been running through my mind for the last 24 hours is the fact that he's been able to accomplish all of this.
Champion.
Going through surgeries and chemotherapy and everything and still looking as good as he has been, going through the schedules. Like, he was doing the Avengers, both Infinity War and Endgame during that time, along with Black Panther. Yeah. And I think it happened on the back end of Civil War. I think he was diagnosed. So, like, he looked that good, and he put in all of that work. He did in the Five Bloods, Spike Lee film that's on Netflix now, and 26 Bridges, and I think something else as well, like, all within that time frame. And that's unbelievable and truly inspiring. Like, and to do the press tours involved with Marvel on top of all of that, I'm in awe of the man.
Yeah, he spent a lot of time, with underprivileged people.
He did,
and you know, he spent actually paid for a lot of people in the downtown areas to for them to watch Black Panther. And
definitely.
All those things, and
he's done some. Yeah. He was a philanthropist at the same time. Yeah. Like he was truly special, and what he's been able to do for. The diversity part of Hollywood as well is truly inspirational. He was really at the forefront and at a really pinnacle time during that all of that movement just for, you know, like diversity and everything in our industry and it's really, really sad to lose him in such an influential time.
Really surreal because, like, you know, I watched the movie last night and it was just like, I can't believe it.
He's gone.
That's been a big thing for me as well. Is that I it's one of those like celebrity deaths that doesn't really feel real. You know, it doesn't. I remember like I had the same kind of feeling like with like Robin Williams, for example. You know what I mean? Like taking like a solid week to be like, oh my god, this actually is real. Like it still feels. I think like you know when you have celebrity deaths, particularly you know ones that are generally older, it's easier to come to terms with because some of them you kind of see coming. In a case like this, though, it's just so shocking. You have a harder time, I guess, kind of, you know, trying to fathom that. It doesn't feel real for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. No. Same with Kobe as well.
Oh, okay. That's still shocking.
It's like Paul Walker.
Paul Walker,
It's all sudden.
Yeah. Just those sudden, like, kind of like out of nowhere type, you know, things.
Gone too early, you know.
For sure.
But legend, apparently he has a. He finished a movie with Viola Davis.
Oh, Viola Davis, right.
Editing at the moment. I don't know what it's called, but it's apparently another drama, but it looks pretty good. I saw the BTS for it.
Yeah.
But with Viola Davis, it's
going to be good.
Can't go wrong, yeah.
Yeah, a powerhouse between the two of them. Yeah, it's going to be some performance. Yeah, look, it's gonna be, and it's gonna be interesting to see what happens with Black Panther beyond this as well.
Totally.
You guys hear about him and Denzel, like the
the Denzel thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's crazy. That's an old story. Yeah, yeah, but still, that's yeah. That's great.
What story? I
don't know this. Yeah, do you know?
I don't think so. No.
Oh, well, Denzel, back in the day when Chad was in college, he couldn't pay for his tuition, I guess. And
couldn't pay for his college tuition?
Yeah, and so he couldn't complete it. So when he came back, he got this letter saying, you had a beneficiary, paid out in full the rest of your college semester.
Huh.
And it was Denzel Washington.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, Denzel himself. And he never met him. Cool. He's never met him until like the award ceremony or something like that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And yeah, and he's like, "Oh, you never met me, but I'm the kid that you paid for." And he's like, "Oh, so you owe me money now." Denzel was he's a champion. So in a way, in his Chad's speech of a couple of years ago, without Denzel, there'll be no Black Panther.
Crazy,
that's,
huh?
That's incredible.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing how it comes back around. It really is. And he was able to pay that forward as well, with so many other young kids with other things, whether that be, to do with health or education or whatever else. And just the impact that he's made on people's lives is truly special. So his legacy will stay true, and I think we should all, honor him by being able to have some sort of an influence on the world in the same capacity, really.
Definitely.
It's just as humans do, we should. It's just part of our responsibility as people, really, in my opinion. And it's final.
Okay.
My opinion is final.
All right, put down.
I have spoken.
I have spoken.
Yeah.
speaking of that, Mandalorian's coming out.
Mandalorian, someone told me today, October 7th.
Yeah, okay.
Season 2 of Mando.
Mando. So it's a big year for both sides of
it's
the coin.
It's a big year. Look, there's still stuff happening, and it's really crazy. Like, I've actually, I don't know about you guys, but I've been really surprised at the slate of stuff that's still come out this far into a pandemic. I was like, how far in advance have they made all this stuff? So it's actually worked out well.
Well, Mandalorian takes a while to, to edit and then post-production and stuff.
It does, yeah, for sure. Well, they had finished everything, just before everything hit. So they shot everything just beforehand. So everything else was just all, VFX and voice and everything. So they could do it all remotely, which was, good for us.
Yeah.
And that has a lot to do with that new technology that they're using at the moment with the sets and everything, which is just mind-blowing.
What's it called?
I forget what they call it now.
The screen.
Yeah, it's like all
LED.
It's all, yeah, LED
real
sets, basically.
Live. Because of live action 3D.
Something. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's there and it's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Just mind blowing.
I just want to go in there, walk in.
I
want to
be
like,
there.
I'm in the world.
100%. And that's the future of Star Wars. That's the future of all of those types of films.
That's
they're probably
the
starting using it in Marvel stuff from 100%. Here on out as well. Like, it's just going to. Speed up the turnover between it all and just make it so much more engaging for individual performances on set, not just, through post-production. So, yeah, very cool.
Speaking of the pandemic as well, for anyone listening who, has been, curious about how we've been coping since we last checked in with you guys. We did a live recording.
We miss you!
When the pandemic first hit, we did a live recording. And spoke about that, try to give you guys some positivity in the midst of all that. But since then, we haven't released a whole bunch of podcasts, and it's because we literally got very busy with there, but we are all safe. None of us have had COVID. Touch wood, that's still the case.
We'll be fine.
So we've been battling through this pretty well, I think, between the three of us.
We have, definitely.
And those of you in isolation, many people say, I've learned some new skills and learned some stuff. What have you learned? What have you, filled your time with out there? But as well as you boys, did you learn anything new? Find anything else? Read a book?
I think one of the things I've definitely been able to take away out of all of this is I really know how to wash my hands properly now.
I was actually going through our live recording today previously, and I came across that conversation of washing our hands and how you didn't use soap prior to this. So I'm glad that
I did use soap.
Well, that's what you said.
I did use soap. But
was it you? No. No, it was him.
No, it was me. What I said was, if I just did like a number one, like a quick visit to the thing, because I'm not really touching anything.
I just whip it out and let it happen. just
I have control.
Swaying around.
So I would just pretty much
just wherever it falls.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I'd wash my hands. I'd wash it well. But I mean, going to public toilets is a different story. Like, you know, if I'm just, you know, just quickly going to go take a whiz, I'm like, it's, I don't know. I'm like, oh, it's all good. And, like, you know, if I was still, like, if I was about to cook or whatever, I still always wash my hands before I cook.
Yeah.
Like, with soap and everything. Like, it's just a general thing. It's just when I, like, go take a piss and then go into both of your rooms and just start touching everything.
Oh, you guys don't do that?
Yeah. well, I'm glad you've learned to wash your hands properly.
I actually did that thing. You'd wash your hands and then you get like, I would like scratch at my palms, like with the soap in it. So like to get the soap under the nails. Mm. That's the thing that I've always done. Get the soap under the nails, let it kind of sit there and get rid of whatever else is going on. Cause there's a lot of shit that's underneath your nails. Like lots of just general bacteria. Yeah. And, I would always do like a proper, like soap wash of the hands to get pretty much all over the place. But, now they've got diagrams. Well, illustrations to
everywhere
show
everywhere you go. There's
so
a
it's. I think I can take that away from this pandemic, and I think everyone could take this away from the pandemic. And people have been like, there's no flu season. I really think it's because everyone's washing their fucking hands.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Like, how better is personal hygiene now and just conscientiousness of, you know, not getting too close to people or not touching so much bits and pieces, or if someone's not well, they're just at home because they're like, I don't know if I've got COVID.
And also you
so
stay away
from
people.
You're
exactly like,
right.
Nah, I'm not standing near you. Even if they are healthy, you're like, nah.
For sure. That's my theory. Because one of the things against this whole pandemic is like, oh, there's no flu season, so what the fuck happened to the flu season? Oh, like it's, I don't know why it's a part of the conspiracy, but it is.
I'm more cautious, that's why.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, look at all the facts. People are just being clean. Which is really nice.
Yeah.
And
it
scary
is good.
For previous flu seasons.
Yeah. It is good. At the same time as well, though, there were some stuff I was reading the other day actually saying that, you know, there might even be a case now where the flu season might be worse next year because we're actually washing our hands and disinfecting to the point where next year that bacteria that's going to be around, we're not that immune as we normally would be.
We're just never going to win.
Look, we're fighting an uphill battle, but it's fine. We've got wheels and,
And this is a little bit controversial. I'm actually not so annoyed with the fact that there are more people stepping out because it's kind of like that herd immunity sort of thing. Like people are out and about. They're kind of being exposed to more and more again. Yeah. So if anything, it's actually strengthening our actual immunity towards all of this.
It's like eating dirt as a kid.
Yeah, totally. It's the same situation, yeah.
Never ate dirt.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No,
really?
Never dirt? Ate dirt. No.
Dirt, worms, you know, bark.
Nah.
Fucking
nah.
Paper.
Yeah. Chew on the neighbor's kid's arm. You never did that?
Oh, that definitely. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We didn't have a dog, so I had to be the dog. That's just
Jesse Dingo.
Exactly. Yeah. It has an origin story, and I'm currently writing the script.
Jesse the Dingo.
But yeah, I think we've all learned a lot during this pandemic. But I think rest assured, guys, we are safe, alive. Like I said, we've been three of us. We started working a hell of a lot when COVID hit, but I think,
so much,
that kind of, stopped us from doing a lot of stuff we had, I guess, planned in our minds to do during a lockdown, but we were essential workers, so we didn't get that chance. But hopefully now things are settling down. We've got a bit of a plan moving forward, especially with our announcements.
Big time.
So we've got more of a plan in place. So we will be bringing you podcasts a lot more frequently. And we're excited, and you can see it all October 1st when we reveal our big
reveal.
Our big reveal.
When we reveal,
reveal.
And it's only adequate that we record this revealing-esque podcast on a Sunday night, because actually The Block is back on TV and it's Room Reveal tonight. That's what I'm going to be doing later on. I'm going to be watching Room Reveal.
Oh, God.
Those of you normal people who don't watch The Block. We'll
The Bachelor.
See.
Is
I'm the weird one.
Right. On that note, we'll probably leave it there.
Yeah. Just going to watch cartoons. just kidding.
Anyway, here's me. For the, what do we call this again? Oh, the end credit scene.
With Thanos.
It's been a long time. So here's me, guys. Hey, guys, welcome back to, the end credit scene, essentially. We're recording this live. This is the first time we've ever actually recorded a live end credit scene, so I'm back. As you can hear, Mulan playing in the background, because this is the time that we spoke about Mulan, September 4th. Available on Disney Plus for a little fee of $34.95 in Australia. But that's not why we're here, to plug Disney, although they do need the help at this present moment in time. They've lost a lot of money, so please give it back to them. Hi, Disney. Anyway, make sure you follow us on social. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. Rate us where you can. Tell all your friends. All of our social media information will be either attached to this podcast or all over our individual social medias. It's at Jesse Dingo for me, at Chris Charterbite for Chris Charteris. What's yours again, MJ?
I don't remember anymore.
I think it's at Martin Reyes, isn't it not?
At Martin J.S. Reyes.
J.S. Reyes, yeah. There you go. Obviously, the hashtag Actors Live Podcast as well on social, and the big reveal to come later as well. But if you've got any questions, make sure you shout out. If you want us to say anything about you on the podcast, keep it to yourself. And we'll talk to you real soon.
Any embarrassing stories.
Actually, if you do have any embarrassing stories, reach out to us.
Text us, message us. Or
You can remain anonymous if you like, or if not, we might even get you on the podcast. Yeah. As well.
Absolutely. So hit us up on 131060, and we'll talk to you soon. Mad love.